I'm going to show you a rotation exercise doing yin style, which means we want to work up to 2 minutes all the way up to 8 minutes. The yin style allows the muscles to stretch deeper, getting down into the ligaments and the tendons and the joints. And that's very beneficial. Not every stretching style does that. So it's important to have yin as part of your program, along with your flows and your power stretching and your dynamic stretching and your static stretching. So let me show you my rotation program. So rotation from the top down would be turning my upper body. So I'm going to show you all of them, and then I'm just going to do one of them or a bunch of them for the video, but maybe not all of them. Take this arm, go here, relax, let gravity turn down, and go ahead and with this hand here, just press into the ground. You want to make sure you get your hips over, because your hips can get swayed over a little bit and you could lose tension. Just want to breathe and relax here. I'm just going to do 5 breaths with you, but I'm not going to do this one yin style because I have others to show you. But you could pause the video, set your timer for 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 4 minutes, all the way up to 8 minutes. The whole goal is to relax and find a tension that allows your body to comfortably stretch and your mind to relax. If you find that your mind is racing, or your thoughts are racing, or you want to get out of the stretch, or the tension feels too much, that's probably because you're too deep into the stretch. So just back off a little. Okay, so now the other side. In this case, it's right arm through, left arm pressing into the ground. Make sure your hips are good. Make sure your neck is in a nice position that's relaxed, but not turning or pressing on your neck at all. Just do 5 here. Remember, if you want to do this stretch yin style, stop the video, set a timer for 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 8 minutes. Start slow, build slow, and you'll build something that lasts. Don't rush. Overdoing it is never a good long-term strategy. Okay, I'm going to do one more for the upper body. Same thing, if you need to pause the video. Arm goes out to the side. If you want more shoulder stretch, make your arm like a stop sign. Okay, so this, and then you lift the hip up and pull it back. And you can still press with this arm if you need to. This is an intense shoulder stretch and rotation. So make sure you're being gentle with your shoulder so that you can stay in this stretch longer. If you want to do your chest more than your shoulder, you put your arm out straight and it'll stretch the chest instead. Start slow. Even if you're not ready to go straight to the 2 minutes, you don't have to. You can start with 30 seconds and then go to a minute with the goal of 2 to 8 minutes. The goals we have don't always start off at the highest level. Sometimes it takes a while just to work up to things that help us achieve our goal. And they're just as important, because without those steps, we would have never made it there anyway. And by going too fast, we could set ourselves back. So if it just starts out with 10-second stretches for you, then let it be 10-second stretches. But let it be 10-second stretches each day. And then next week, or the week after, it'll be 20, and then 30, and then 1 minute, and then 2 minutes. So remember, arm bent like a stop sign is for the shoulder. Really good stretch. If you have tight shoulders, this is something you'd really want to do. And let's do just the beginner version. The beginner version would just be knees on top of each other, allowing your arm to create the tension. second would be starting to straighten them. The next would sort of be the top leg starting to lengthen. And then last would be the leg pulling back like a lever. Really putting tension in there. You can have your head up. You could relax it down. I'd suggest relaxing it down. Good. If you want the chest, you straighten out the arm. And you can really open that up. You're getting some nice rotation in your back. Getting a nice stretch in your chest. And it wouldn't be cheating if you had a pillow here and allowed your head and neck to rest level on a pillow. It'd actually be a good idea. Good. And remember, don't use the muscle you're stretching to come back. And then bring the shoulders and the muscles back to work. I always like to put a little bit of work on them before I go and just do my activities, because it just wakes them up and reminds them of their connection and re-secures the joint. Because remember, on these deep stretches, we're sort of opening them up and we're sort of asking permission from our body to go deeper into these areas. And our body is giving us that permission, knowing or hoping that we're going to be responsible with that opportunity to stretch without doing anything that's going to hurt ourselves, because the body is letting down some of its protection system. So when we come back from those deep stretches, I want to get things working again to let my body know to go back to protecting itself a little more and going back to make sure that everything is secure in there, so that when I do movements, the body is back online with protecting the body, protecting the joints, and protecting the muscles. I know I said I was going to do a bunch of rotation exercises, but I think I'm going to split them up. This will be one video where I did the top. The next video, I will do the bottom.